The Kickoff on Radio City Talk. Your one stop for Merseyside sport.
This is Radio City Talk.
Much needed win for Everton last night. It was in the Carabao Cup, 3-0 against Sunderland. And joining me is Everton fan David Fahili. Morning, David.
Good morning, kid. All right.
Gosh, that was needed, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very much needed, yeah. It was good, though. It hasn't been great up to now this season. I haven't spoke to you, actually, as far as the games have gone up to, as yet, but it hasn't been great. It's been lacking in movement and focus and purpose and speed and fluidity. Well, all those things are there. It wasn't great opposition.
Whose fault is that, David?
It goes down to the manager or the coach or whatever we call him now. But no, listen, I'm not trying to point fingers. It's early doors. But what I'm saying to you is there was one example, and last night I seen another example with youth and endeavour and stuff. So I walked out of there pleased. Again, I'll reiterate, the opposition wasn't the greatest in the world, but that wasn't our first team neither. So you need to weigh those two things up. And I personally took a massive positive from, to be honest.
A couple of areas attracting attention. Youth, as you say, so... Two players in particular, Dominic Calvert-Lewin with his two very assured finishes, and Jonjo Kenny as well, a player who a lot of Everton fans have been desperate to see in first-team action. Were you a little bit bemused when you saw the team sheet come out? Were you thinking, well, is he going to play at left-back or not?
He kind of did play him out of position, but no. I tell you what the big thing was for me. To be honest, I haven't heard anybody mention it yet. But the big thing was to me was going a flat back four. So the midfield wasn't stranded in no man's land and undermanned in the first place, i.e. a man down and then in somewhere where they can't really affect the game. I thought that system suited us better. Specifically, we had more legs on the pitch. We had more youth on the pitch last night. I take that on board. However, I think going forward, the four suits us better than the five, in my personal opinion.
Well, he has done it to accommodate the players out there, hasn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. And it fits the system better. See, if we had Lukaku still playing for us and a big rampaging centre-forward, well, that ball from the back's a different deal. That you put someone round him, there's options off that. But when you've got three people up there who are all less than 6 foot tall and you're throwing it up and there's big centre-halves, on a percentage-wise, if you're looking at it over the year, you know, it's less than 50%, I would suggest. So that's not a methodology for going forward, in my opinion. So last night looked better, yeah, I agree.
So 8 changes for the team last night, which is great. And it gives a rest to some of the other players. Uh-huh. But nonetheless, obviously, when you return to Premier League action, then you would expect 7-8 more changes as you go back to a similar sort of 11 from last weekend.
Maybe. I would suggest, I've been saying, me and Mullen say this all the time, I'm your brother-in-law, we came back from there on Sunday saying, hang on, haven't we got a team full of kids who just won the second Premier League or the under-23 Premier League and 6 of them won the World Cup? And you're not willing to put that on because we look pedestrian, we look stagnant and slow and lethargic, and youth is the antithesis of that, it's the opposite of that. And you saw it last night. It was like an injection. The thing changed. Plus, he brought Luchman on. This is what I'm looking for. This is what, if this is going to be a learning year and we've all got to work with it up, down or sideways, well, that's what I want to be seeing.
That was a sensational introduction, wasn't it, for Luchman when he came on?
He's boss. Every time I've seen a kid, he looks like he can play football. And I know he's only a baby, but Tommy Davis is starring in the middle of our team as possibly the best player on form in our squad at the moment. And he's only 19 too.
Well, he's not getting a regular run out, is he?
But I think you'll find it. As the games go on, ability will shine through. He fits our system. I've just said to you before, Tommy Davis, I thought, was absolutely imperious last night. I thought he was freed up. That ball from Niasse at the end was just absolute quality. I don't care who you're playing against, in my opinion.
How much would you like to see Umar Nias succeed? Here's a couple of thoughts on the Twitter from this morning. Gareth said to us, couldn't be happier for Nias. He's never moaned, just got his head down and tried his very best. Dean says, from parody to cult hero. It's how we're doing things. And I've seen another one. EFC Stato says, since his debut, Umar Niasse has waited 578 days for his first Everton goal. By comparison, Sharpie waited 570 days.
Nice. I like that one at the end. Keep that for the bleeding.
That's clever, isn't it?
Yeah, for the legend.
No, can Niasse do it?
I hope so. If I've ever wanted someone to do well for Everton, I've just told you, he came in the ground on Sunday and I just looked at him and went, no, you'll do for me, you. Because we went in that ground on Sunday, remember? We got beat 4-0 in the end. We were thinking it was going to be 14 when we got there. So it might not have, the reaction he might have got might not have been perfect because we could have got slammed, but he didn't care. He went in anyway. So your initial question, I hope he does it. Genuinely, personally.
He has got that cult hero status, hasn't he?
Yeah. And also, he's already scored against our neighbours for somebody else when he played for us. So if he does that for us, well, he will be a legitimate cult hero. So, yeah, I hope it works for him. I think his behaviour has been impeccable.
Absolutely.
Standards, the way he's done it, fantastic.
Yeah, a lot of players would have thrown the toys out of the
pram. Absolutely, yeah.
Let's give the final word to Dominic Calvert-Lewin. You've needed goals for a month. You're desperate for someone to sort of hang your coat on. Here he is. Again, another player who's not getting a regular run out. But when you do give him a go, he performs and delivers.
He looks quality, kid. He nearly had a hat-trick last night. He had hard lines on a hat-trick last night with that header hit the post, or the keeper say, I think it hit the post. When he's running, he's hard to stop because he's fast. He's very fast. If you throw the ball over the shoulder, there's not many centre-halves in this country who'll catch him, I'm telling you. And he knows where the goal is too at the end of it. Again, it's a work in progress, but you'd look at that kid and think, if you could get an experienced centre-forward around him like the gaffer did with Andy Gray and Sharpie, saying, look at him, learn from him, and then you yourself would be a belter footballer. Well, that's what I'd do with him, because he looks like he's got everything.
Yeah, looks the business, doesn't he? Much needed that for Everton last night. Chelsea next?
Yeah.
I mean, in the Cup.
Chelsea in the Cup, yeah. No, see what happens. They could play half a team. We could go there and rip it up. We'll see what happens.
Confidence, it's there. Maybe you're back on track. David, thank you very much indeed for your time.
One thing, kid, before I go, if you don't mind. Jimmy Ball rang me last night to say about there's a Alan Ball remembrance due at the Crown Plaza on the 6th of October. And all the details are on rememberingbally.net.
I think I've seen that. Is it Alan Myers who's hosting that? Am I right?
It might well be Alan Myers. He's doing something for me and Neville for me to control. I'll ask him.
Yeah, it looks a good night, doesn't it? 6th of October, and where is it?
Crown Plaza, and it's on rememberingbally.net. All the Evertonians should be looking at that. Get your half full of something for Christmas or whatever. You know, like that. Do it that way. It's for Alan Ball. Let's get our finger out, please.
Radio City Talk Breakfast. The kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Radio City Talk.